From around the world, these are the latest international news headlines. Officials say fighting as Israel invades southern Lebanon has killed three UN peacekeepers and Israeli soldiers. President Donald Trump and Iranian officials have issued contradictory statements about negotiations to end their war. US strikes have hit a city that's home to one of Iran's main nuclear sites. Tehran, meanwhile, has attacked a fully loaded Kuwaiti oil tanker in the Persian Gulf. Satellite images are beginning to be released, giving a glimpse into the toll of the Iran war, with ships ablaze in an Iranian port and destroyed buildings at American bases. Japan has deployed its first long-range missiles. Defense Minister Shinjiro Koizumi says this deployment demonstrates Japan's firm determination and capability to defend itself. The deployment gives Japan a standoff capability, meaning it can strike enemy missile bases from afar, marking a break from its self-defense-only policy. Some residents opposed the deployment, saying it would escalate tension. I'm Charles Dillard.